time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 83. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Frontier Community College Foundation President Sarah Rush says the group plans to hold its first homecoming event September 20th through the 25th. She says the theme for the week, Welcome Home, will include events for students and the community, with the first community event on the 23rd.
And we're going to have a dance party reunion. I don't know if our listeners can remember from a time gone past. Ballroom dancing was offered as a community education course, as well as line dancing. And so we're going to have that on campus on Thursday evening in workforce development from 7 to 9. Well, you know, we're hopeful that anybody who took part in either of those activities over the years at Frontier will come out. And listen, if you didn't take part then, but you are interested in doing something fun now, then you are certainly not uninvited. We want as many members of the community to enjoy the evening as possible.
Rush says campus tours featuring campus expansions and new programs will begin at 9:45 on the 24th. The baseball team will hold an exhibition game at 1 o'clock at FNB Field, and FCC will crown its first homecoming king and queen at 2 on the 24th. She says the week will culminate with FCC alumna Sarah Fry speaking at a dinner at the Willow Creek venue on the 25th.
The author of The Growing Season, local famed farmer, author, entrepreneur, does it all, a distinguished alumnus of Frontier Community College, is hosting a Q&A and dinner down at Willow Creek in Fairfield, and that's a plated dinner. Tickets will be available this week for sale from any foundation member. They can contact me, 516-1200, if they're interested. $30 a ticket or $300 for a table, reserved table of 8.
People can also contact Carol Dreith at 325-207-6520 for tickets or event information. More news next.
Turn your fall garden into a reason to gather with Lowe's. With our new lower prices on select bagged mulch starting at $2.88 per bag. And Ego Blowers as low as $1.59. This Labor Day, let's all fall together with Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection and product availability varies by location. Offer valid 9/2 through 9/8 while supplies last. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything, well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Cherry Street Automotive in Carmine believes you shouldn't have to choose between quality, caring, old-time service and the advantages of the latest technology. Cherry Street Automotive has invested in all the latest automotive technology like engine diagnostics and precision alignment to provide you the very best in service. Combine that with the same care and commitment to customer service they've always offered and you have a winning choice. Cherry Street Automotive on East Cherry Street in Carmine.
In other news, Fairfield and Wayne County will hold a ceremony Saturday to observe the 20-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield will conduct a candlelight observance at 8 at the Wayne County Fairgrounds grandstand. It will include music and will be emceed by Mayor Mike Dreith. Wayne County first responders will have a procession of their vehicles around the track, and they will be joined by the FCHS Mules football team carrying a massive American flag. The ceremony will conclude with the audience using candles or their phone lights as Fairfield's Doug Amann plays taps on the trumpet. Anyone wanting more information can contact Fairfield City Hall or Christy Horning at Carnaby Square. 25-year-old Brody I. Merbarger is set to appear in Wayne County Circuit Court tomorrow at 2 for a pre-trial conference. He had been set to appear August 17th, but a COVID outbreak in the Wayne County Jail led to the change. The last meeting for the case was in June and lasted about 5 minutes. State's attorney Kevin Kakak and defense attorney Christian J. Barrill said they had spoken about a trial date outside of the hearings, and tomorrow's meeting could provide a more concrete idea for said trial date. Outside of COVID, delays have been caused by the large amount of discovery material in the case from a 6-year investigation. Merbarger remains in the Wayne County Jail on $300,000 cash bond. He faces 3 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of concealment of a homicidal death, and 2 counts of home invasion in connection to the death of Megan Nichols. The Wayne County Health Department says, as of Wednesday night, 5,004 people in the county were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or 30.64% of the population. It said the percentage includes children who are not eligible to be vaccinated, so the percentage of eligible people is more likely in the 40 to 45% range. 144 people aged 12 to 17 had been vaccinated, or 11.71% of that population. 2,646 people 18 to 64, or 29.05% of that population, and 2,214 people 65 and up, or 62.95% of that population, had been fully vaccinated. Statewide, 59.7% of people 12 and up were fully vaccinated, so the county continues to lag behind statewide numbers. Public Health Administrator Nicole Schoenborn said the vaccines have about a 66% coverage rate against the Delta variant, but vaccinated people who do test positive generally have underlying conditions and contract only mild symptoms. Per dph.illinois.gov, 0.02% of fully vaccinated people statewide have been hospitalized, and 0.0004% of fully vaccinated people had passed away due to COVID or its complications. Illinois farmland values saw a big jump in the first half of the year, per Luke Worrell with the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers.
What our survey showed was a large increase, actually to the point where across all classifications of land in the first half of 2021, we saw a 20% increase in Illinois farmland values. To put that in perspective, this is only one of 4 times in the last 50 years that we have seen an increase of this magnitude. And of course, you know, it should be noted that that is for the first half. And I mentioned it here today in the presentation, but you know, over the last 24 hours, we've seen 3 other auctions that have done extremely well. And so in addition to the 20% we've already seen, we have a large number of those who participated in the survey that foresee continued growth the second half of 2021. In fact, zero people expected it to go down in the second half of 2021.
The information was released during the Farm Progress Show. Lawyers for a Latino advocacy group say they intend to proceed with a lawsuit to overturn the state's new legislative district maps. They say the new maps, approved last week, actually reduce the number of majority Latino districts, even though the Latino population grew over the last decade, both in total numbers and as a percentage of the state's population. A similar but separate lawsuit was also filed by Republican Senate Leader Dan McConkie and House Leader Jim Durkin. Both suits name Senate President Don Harmon and House Speaker Chris Welch as defendants, along with the Illinois State Board of Elections. Maps initially adopted in the spring were based on population estimates rather than census data, so new maps were approved Tuesday night along party lines. There is no set date for a court hearing in the cases, as plaintiffs will need at least a month to file their amended complaints for the latest set of maps. The Illinois Department of Revenue reminds parents they may be able to claim some back-to-school expenses on their taxes. Kim Howard reports.
Save those receipts for things like tuition, books, and lab fees, says department spokesperson Maura Kanacki.
The Illinois Education Expense Credit allows parents or legal guardians of a full-time K through 12 student under the age of 21 to take a 25% tax credit on qualified education expenses over $250. The important thing is to remember to keep your receipts for any qualifying expenses so they're accessible when it comes time to file the income taxes. And parents invest a lot in education, so we encourage them to take advantage of these valuable savings.
The total credit may not exceed $750, regardless of the number of qualifying students in the family. More information is available online at tax.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $62.25. That's down 75 cents from Friday. The October crude oil price is $68.58. And today's edition of the Community Connection will feature Luke McNair with the Palestine Rodeo. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Due to today's holiday, there will be no morning coffee this morning. Morning coffee will return tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Frank and Bright Funeral Home cares about planning, and a booklet called Five Wishes is changing the way people plan for care at the end of life. It addresses medical wishes while uniquely taking into consideration emotional and spiritual needs as well. It is an easy-to-understand living will. Five Wishes will help your family understand your decisions when you cannot communicate with them. Please call or stop by Frank and Bright Funeral Home for a copy of the Five Wishes booklet, which is completely free of charge.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old Carmi resident Marjorie L. Britton died on Sunday. Marge Britton is survived by her daughter Lisa, brothers Bill and Ed, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services for Marge Britton will be held tomorrow at noon at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in White County Memorial Garden. 60-year-old Wayne City resident Kevin Dean Yarnell died on Sunday. Kevin Yarnell is survived by brothers Kenny and John and several nieces and nephews. Services for Kevin Yarnell will be held at a later date. Young Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 83. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced gynecologic robotic surgeon in Southern Illinois, 618-244-4800.
The First City Music Festival will be at the French Commons in Vincennes on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Get your tickets today at FirstCityMusicFest.com. Yoga, kids activities, food vendors, and adult beverages are available to be purchased. Check out First City Music Fest on Facebook. Bring your guitar and have a good old time. This event is fun for the entire family. Camping and weekend passes are also available. Single day passes are only $40, and weekend passes are available for $75. Get yours today at FirstCityMusicFestival.com. You don't want to miss this unique 3-day music festival. Full details can be found at OriginalCompany.com.
And time now for a Monday check of sports. Denny Hamlin is moving on to the next round of the NASCAR playoffs. Hamlin held off a furious push from Kyle Larson to win the NASCAR Cup Series race at Darlington on Sunday. Larson ran Hamlin close late to the extent that the number 5 car was sparking down the track. With the win, Hamlin is in the round of 12 drivers. Ross Chastain finished third, Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. In baseball, the Mets defeated the Nationals 13-6. It was the Orioles over the Yankees 8-7, and the Blue Jays shut down the A's 8-0. The Indians took the Red Sox 11-5. It was the Tigers over the Reds 4-1. The Twins defeated the Rays 6-5, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 4-3 in 10 innings. The Royals would shut out the White Sox 6-0. The Brewers defeated the Cardinals 6-5. The Cubs over the Pirates 11-8. The Braves took the Rockies 9-2. The Rangers defeated the Angels 7-3. It was the Padres over the Astros 4-3. The Mariners would decimate the D-backs 10-4 in 11. And the Giants took down the Dodgers 6-4. In today's action, the Dodgers will face off against the Cardinals, and that game will start at 3:15. You can hear the action live on our sister station, 105.9 FM WOKZ. In other baseball competitions, the Royals face off against the Orioles. It'll be the Mets versus the Nationals, the Blue Jays versus the Yankees, the Rays versus the Red Sox, the Tigers versus the Pirates, the Phillies versus the Brewers, the Reds versus the Cubs, the Giants versus the Rockies, the Twins versus the Indians, the Mariners versus the Astros, and the Rangers take on the Angels. And that's a Monday check of sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 83. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low near 60. Tomorrow is calling for sunny skies with a high near 86 and a low around 62. And sunny skies in the forecast for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday, we'll see a high of 80. Thursday, highs near 79. And Friday's high will be 81.
I'm Jeff Vaughn from the WFIW Newsroom, taking a look at the U.S. Geological Survey river stages from around the area as of early this morning. The Little Wabash near Golden Gate sat at 7.54 feet. Its flood stage is 17 feet, and it's been below that stage since September 2nd. The Little Wabash below Clay City sat at 5.77 feet. Its flood stage is 18 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City came in at 5.2 feet. Its flood stage is 15 feet. Elsewhere, Bumpaw Creek at Browns measured 1.34 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi read 7.46 feet. And as a reminder, we update the river stages daily on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. Reporting from the WFIW Newsroom, I'm Jeff Vaughn.